I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 18th. There are 4 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy as of yesterday, bringing the active case total to 33. Quincy remains in the green category on the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. The South Shore YMCA in Quincy says it has lost $4 million due to the pandemic and stands to lose another $1.5 million by the end of the year. President Paul Gorman says membership has dropped 55% and over 1,000 people have been laid off between the Quincy and Hanover facilities. Gorman says the Y is dipping into its endowments to help cover the losses. However, he remains optimistic that the Y will recover in 2 years. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch presented a check for $11,000 to Cradles to Crayons yesterday outside City Hall. Those funds were raised by the United Way, the Norfolk County Central Labor Council, and the Liberty Bay Credit Union. Cradles to Crayons will use the funds to deliver coats, hats, and mittens to children in need. The Quincy City Council will once again debate a request from the mayor to borrow $14 million to create a new special education center on Old Colony Avenue. At its last meeting, the council tabled that item after at-large Councilor Ann Mahoney questioned the timing of the project given the financial uncertainty caused by the pandemic. The council will meet remotely Monday beginning at 5:30 p.m. The First Church of Squantum has launched a major renovation project. The church will create a new entrance, install all new bathrooms, and upgrade the sound and technology systems in its community spaces. Pastor Doug Gray says the improvements will help further their mission of being a welcoming place for the entire community. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Friday, September 18th.